Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Live Your Raw Life podcast. Welcome to the platform where the intention is to help you live your rich, authentically aligned, wholesome life. I'm your host, Rachel Ann Watkins. Together, let's raise our vibrations and awareness in order for you to live the raw life that was meant for you. Welcome back to the Live Your Raw Life podcast. Last week, I had a listener submit a picture of a book that they had recently picked up. Ironically, it was called Sleep, The Myth of 8 Hours, The Power of Naps, and The New Plan to Recharge Your Body and Mind by Nick Littlehales. I have not had a chance to read this book yet, but I wanted to share because I believe it is important to listen when the universe puts topics or things in our path, especially more than once in a short period of time. I believe it is then we should listen. For example, this may be a sign for this listener that they may need to be more intentional or mindful about their sleep. Please continue to share your experiences and outcomes from all the challenges presented to you here. Also, keep those new habits going. Even though you may maybe moved on to a new challenge, because you see what we're working on developing here are new habits, sustainable habits that you can then have as part of your lifestyle. So as we move through them slowly, it's my hope that things are not so overwhelming as you try and dial in on your health and wellness. Today, the boys and I are having a slow Sunday. We played some card games this morning, just kind of chilled in the afternoon. I had some amazing friends swing by and share some of their homemade margaritas, and we got to have some physically distancing conversations and music playing in the background while we were sipping on margaritas. It was really lovely. And then the boys and I biked to get some sushi from a local restaurant. It was really a day just creating memories, laughing together, and along with that, having some time for ourselves, which is the perfect segue in today's topic, self-care. Our bodies require self-care, in fact, so much so that if we do not carve out time for ourselves and take care of number one, our body will ultimately force us to stop or slow down. There are many types of self-care options out there, some for every wellness component, in fact, many that will be discussed throughout this podcast in the coming months. I wanted to bring this into the fold of our physical health conversation because I believe it is essential for us to put ourselves first. When we are happy and feel taken care of, it allows us to generate feelings of positivity. This positive energy then radiates out into our environment and onto those we come in contact with. Our physical bodies are constantly giving us feedback. It's just a matter of if we are listening or not. When we are not listening, then our body is going to force us into self-care. Even if the time is less than ideal, it really doesn't give a shit. This shows up in ways that are not pleasurable, such as illness, dis-ease, or in some case, injuries. Think about it for a second. What happens when our bodies get run down? We usually come down with something. It may be something short-lived, or it might go on for months. This puts us in a state of frustration because now we have the inability of not being able to move past this dis-ease when we want, because it's taken a hold of us. When our bodies are run down, it naturally weakens our immune system because we are not supplying the ample amount of energy needed to keep all of our physical systems running smoothly. For example, it may be a cold that sends us into a fever, or maybe it's a 24-hour stomach bug. It may be something bigger than that, such as food sensitivities that kind of come up out of nowhere, or maybe even as big as cancer. Another example of this is if you're pushing your physical body in your workouts so hard and not allowing rest days or days of slowing down, chances are you will more than likely experience a muscular or a skeletal injury. This is a firm way of your body saying enough is enough. Think about this. If a family member, friend, or coworker is ill, what do we say? We usually tell them, take care of yourself. Well, no shit. In that moment, it is of course essential to stop, slow down. You have to rest up. You have to take care of yourself. You need to nourish your body with the right foods. You need to get ample amount of rest. You need to slow down. If we do get to this point, we no longer get to choose how we are going to take care of ourselves. It is typically chosen for us. Wouldn't you rather choose? I know for me, I would prefer a massage or a hike in a form of self-care. That far surpasses being stuck in bed eating soup. Ultimately, these illnesses and sicknesses can put us into varying states of frustration, fear, or even anger. This is one example of where our physical health is connected to our emotional and mental health, which we will revisit down the road. There is no doubt you all know what I'm talking about and have had experiences with this in your life's journey so far. There's a saying, it's birds of a feather flock together. And I'm sure this is true for many of you out there, but as I look at the people I choose to surround myself with, specifically the women in my life, they are strong, hardworking, who typically put the needs of others ahead of their own. This has been me for the majority of my life, sacrificing my own needs, at times even altering who I am at my core, in an effort to please specific people that I am around. Then worrying about how was I perceived or creating this unnecessary anxiety. And it truly became this vicious cycle that has taken me years to break. If you too can relate to this and you are an anxious people pleaser, you're only going to wear yourself out and create more anxiety for yourself, which is harder to overcome in the long run. You may already be experiencing that. Here is a little glimpse of the work I've done to negate this behavior. In the past 2 years, I have been on a path of healing. I have done some really deep healing work within myself. Through this work, it became so clear how this behavior has been impacting me and my life in many negative ways. This has not allowed me to be true to myself or live my rich, authentically aligned, wholesome life. In fact, when I am trying to please others, I often act like a fraud and a phony, which then, of course, is intertwined into why I worry about how other people perceive me, because I wasn't being my true self. As I lived in this space of trying to please others without filling up my own cup, I can now see so clearly the importance of self-care and how self-care positively affects all aspects of our physical health and well-being. In my opinion, it's best to get ahead of this disease and slow down and take care of yourself on your own terms. Maybe it's once a day, maybe it's every couple days, or maybe it's once a week. The beauty in this is we get to choose. We get to fit it in wherever it works for us, and we don't have to wait any longer. Self-care isn't an indulgent thing. Self-care is not about being lazy. It is about recharging your battery. Self-care is about making yourself strong and confident. Just as with all the other parts of the physical health component that we've already discussed. I saw a quote recently and it read, "My free time is not a reflection of my availability. I also need me time." What I heard when I read this is self-care is going to allow you to be stronger and be more available when the time comes when people need you most. Because you have taken care of yourself, you are better equipped and prepared for those moments. However, there needs to be a mind shift in order for us to successfully fill up our cup, so we in turn can help fill up the cups of others. I'm going to offer you a simple 4-step process to help you discover what self-care can look like for you. Step 1 is awareness. First, you need to be aware of your current habits. What kind of person are you? Are you one that puts the needs of others ahead of your own? Do you take self-care to an extreme? Do you feel self-care is a sign of laziness? It is essential to find a harmonious balance. As you make note and look a bit more closely at your relationship with self-care, it is important not to judge yourself, but just shine light on it. Just bring awareness to it. One very impactful and powerful way to do this is to strip down, look into the mirror, and face yourself. You can do this in the literal form, or you can do this figuratively speaking. You are just looking at who you are, what you're proud of, and maybe see some of the things that you're not a super fan of. The strength here comes from staring and looking even deeper when we find the things that we want to turn away from. When we look at those deeper parts of ourselves that we're maybe not a fan of, when we can stare at those places and lean into them with love and fully accept ourselves, that is when self-care not only becomes more essential, but will naturally begin to intertwine into our lives and become an essential habit. Step 2 is to choose. It's time to pause and take care of yourself. Make a list of self-care options and decide what you want to do. Some days for me, it is literally just 5 minutes. Thinking back to when we were back in our normal routine and running to school and running errands and that life of running around from here to there every day, it would often happen when we got home or sometimes even in the car on the way home. I would put myself into a mommy timeout. It was just quiet. No one could say mom. No one could talk. It was just time for me to listen to the music or for me to go into my room, close the door, lie on the bed, and just be. This allowed me to switch from teacher to mom or whatever role I was needing to play. Some days, it's an hour-long bath or maybe hitting up a yoga class. Whatever form of self-care I feel I'm needing, I take it. And now, I take it without guilt or shame. There are numerous lists out there that can give you ideas on what to do for self-care. For example, here are probably some of the most common types of physical self-care that you've probably heard of. Take a bath. Play your favorite song and dance it out. Sit down and read a book. Drink some water. Have some tea. Go for a walk by yourself. Get a massage. Get a manicure or a pedicure. Maybe both. Practice some random acts of kindness. Meditate. Cook a healthy meal for yourself. Or simply get into nature. Now, these, of course, are just a few examples. I came across lists that suggested over 130 ideas of self-care. So there's lots of options out there. You just need to search and decide what fits best for you. The third step is to schedule it in. And if you are anything like me, and I know I have a couple girlfriends out there that are the same way, where we live by our calendars. If this is you, just literally block off time that is for you. Put it in your calendar. Maybe it's a block of time where you're going to be intimate with your partner. Maybe it's a block of time where you're just going to sit down. You're going to forget about work and stressors of life, and you're going to play a game with your kids. Maybe it's a time where you just need to absolutely 100% be alone. I just had my astrology chart read this last week, and something that came up in my chart was I need solitude. This is so true. Sometimes I feel guilty about asking my husband to take the kids out for a bit and I'm just going to stay home and be by myself. But my alone time is so essential and it just always recharges me. It allows me to clear my head. And when they come home, I then feel super grounded and rejuvenated and ready to get everybody back into the fold and kind of move on with our day. So if this is you, honor that. Acknowledge that. This is one of those things that I would look into the mirror and I would see that. And I wasn't a fan of it because I always held this guilt or this shame around that. Like, why do I want to be by myself? I brought these kids into the world. Like, they're mine. I should be with them all the time. No, I need to have alone time just for me where I can process and I can digest things that are happening or thoughts that I've been having or situations I'm trying to clear up. Whatever the case is, I just need that alone time. So figure out what works for you and schedule it in. The fourth and final step is to take action. I believe we need to first understand we are co-creators of this three-dimensional world that we are living in, meaning we get to help create our reality. There are some parts of our reality that are shaped by others, but self-care is our choice. This can get a little deep, so I'm just going to briefly explain this a bit. Let's say you have decided your form of self-care is getting a massage. As you start to follow steps 1 through 3, you're blocking out the time and you are now working towards actually scheduling this massage. And then your mind starts to tell you, oh my gosh, who am I kidding? I don't have time to get a massage, or I can't afford a massage. Well, okay, you can tell yourself that, but that's going to become your reality. Instead, if you say, I fucking deserve a massage. And I can afford a massage because I work really hard for everything that I have. It is okay to treat myself. Now, when you shift your mindset and the thoughts that you have, that becomes your reality. You do have the time to get a massage and you can afford a massage. We're going to be talking about this a little bit more in the coming months as we start discussing the law of attraction, so stay tuned for that. The biggest hang-up that I've experienced about practicing self-care is guilt and shame, and I've talked about this just a little bit already here. I say to myself, this inner critic starts getting really loud, and I say, why do I get to take a break? Why am I taking time away from others? They all need me all the time. Of course, they're speaking relative to my family. I should be present for them always. This awful inner critic sits inside all of us. So just know that, okay? Also inside of us, we have this best friend. And the best friend is the friend that says, you fucking deserve a massage, so go get one. Then I realized recently in my deep healing work, this is just me saying this, not anyone else. It's all in my own head. And I am the one putting the guilt or the shame on myself. I realized I do this because I know that I put my value and worth on the amount of things that I accomplish in a day. In fact, I was just talking with another girlfriend about this last week, and it came up that we were chatting about how we both have a tendency to be little bits of a workaholic. And so because her and I can relate to this, we started chatting about it a little bit. And then we had the conversation, especially now that we're in this like coronavirus situation, where we decided, like, what if we actually just sit down and relax and play a game or watch a video with our kids or whatever they're doing, just kind of be with them and stop viewing that as not being productive. Because if we say when you're hanging out with your kids is not being productive, well, that's complete bullshit. Because when I am hanging out with my kids, whether it's playing a game or just simply watching a video, we are creating memories. We're building stronger bonds. And I'm doing, in that moment, a different kind of work, if we feel the need to label that, I guess. It was great to have this conversation with someone else who could relate to what I was talking about, and we could kind of melt it down to this decision that, no, stop and sit down and be with your kids. It felt really good. Sometimes I get frustrated that it has taken me like this long to realize, but I also recognize that all of my actions are teaching my kids. They are seeing that hard work leads to success, and they're playing witness to what hard work can do to level up your life. And this too is necessary. Despite what our minds want to tell us, the divine fact is when we practice self-care, it is one of the easiest things we can do to create new healthy habits and patterns. When we take care of ourselves, we build up our strength and we create a steadfastness inside of ourselves so that past traumas or world issues and other stressors that whirl around us are still happening, and they're going to happen, but we now have the courage and the strength and ample energy to stay steadfast, strong, and anchored. This will allow our true self to shine through as we surround ourselves with others. When we designate time for self-care, when we break out of our norm, we are changing our stories. When we change the story or the patterns that we are in that do not serve us, we are going to find more love and more harmony within our life. So with that, I leave with you this week's challenge. The challenge is work your way through the four steps of self-care. Number one, bring awareness to your current relationship with self-care. Number two, choose what form of self-care is going to fill you up the most and will work in your current reality. Number three, schedule it in. Actually block it out on your calendar. And step four, act on it. Follow through. Friends, listeners, fill up your fucking cup because you are so worth it. I'd love to hear what forms of self-care therapies you are doing. You could share with me and the community through email, Instagram, Facebook, or the Live Your Raw Life website. All of these links are in the show notes. I'm also going to include a link for the book that I mentioned at the beginning of this podcast, the book called Sleep. So that link will also be in the show notes. Thank you for tuning in to this week's podcast. Thank you for your time, energy, and presence. I am forever grateful for you and your motivation to improve your quality of life. Heal yourself. Heal the world. It's always an adventure. Adventure awaits. If something in this episode resonated with you, please subscribe and leave a review while you are there. I will be back with you next week, Thursday, for the fifth and final part of this five-part series where we will talk about moderation. See you next week.